The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
On the soapbox on the Hard Shoulder today, Shane O'Donoghue, the editor of CompleteCar.ie, talking about rules of the road, little mistakes, cascading effects and all of that. And it is timely, of course, to be talking about these things given the deaths on the road over the weekend, adding to those deaths that we've experienced in this country since the beginning of the year. It's something we've talked about on this show quite a bit. In fact, we talked about it just on Friday. Megan Scully, the broadcaster and podcaster, was with me, talking about her own personal experience of road tragedies. Take a listen.
My brother Marcus was killed in a car crash in 2005 and he was 18 years of age. He was a passenger in the car. The driver was our neighbour and friend, also 18. Both of them lost their lives. You know, in the years after that, we did notice the decline in people being killed in our roads. To anyone listening who hasn't experienced what it's like to lose someone on the road, it is destroying. I have set up my own road safety campaign on my own. I've gone around to schools on my own and I've given road safety talks. And I saw the effect that that had on young children and the young people out there. But cars are better nowadays. The NCT is extremely strict to get a car through. Young people have to do at least 12 lessons. It is down to, of course, human error. I can't say anything else than that. It's phones. It's distraction. People are getting behind the wheel. They're looking, they're texting, they're on the phone. I can see them making calls. There's no excuse to be on your phone when you're driving.
That was Megan speaking on the show on Friday. Some of you might have seen the clip of that being shared on different social media platforms over the weekend. Shane O'Donoghue, like I say, is with me. Shane, not, I understand, to talk so much about the big things like using your phone. I mean, it sounds like we shouldn't need to reiterate it. Of course, we do need to always reiterate it, given how many people seem to do it. But you're here to talk about the little thing, the little things that probably lots of us do that actually impact much more seriously down the line. Is that it?
Yeah, absolutely. Little rules of the road that people can get a bit blasé about. And, you know, especially when there's not so much enforcement on our roads right now, it feels that they're getting away with them. So I feel my core point is, if you're getting away with the little bits and pieces, that does, as you say, cascade up into bigger infringements and then eventually more dangerous infringements. So things that start off being inconvenient eventually become something that's potentially dangerous.
So this is a kind of a version, when it comes to road traffic, of the broken window effect, isn't it? A window is broken on a house in a street, nothing is done about it. You come back a year later and the street is kind of half derelict. You know, that there's this cascade from a lack of care of this one issue. And that's what we're talking about here. So what's the equivalent of the broken window? What's the little thing or the little things that people do?
I have a few, actually.
Okay.
One of the first ones is parking or stopping in a yellow box in a junction, and that blocks the junction for other people. Now, obviously, at times it's hard to avoid at times.
Oh, you know yourself.
Yeah, I know that.
You
everybody
the car
has
in front of you is going to clear it, and they don't, and you think, oh no,
yeah,
you have the head down, don't look at me, don't look at me.
It does happen accidentally at times, of course it does, but there are other times where people just don't care. And, you know, I see more on that. I live in Dublin, I'm sure a lot of people in other cities are seeing this too, but right in the busy city centre, especially during commuting time, you see it a huge amount. And there's no enforcement of this. There's nobody stopping it. There are not enough Gardaí to go around to enforce such a thing. What one big thing, we do not have yellow box cameras in this country.
And do they have them in other countries?
Absolutely.
Oh, right.
Just over the water in the UK, it's a major part of their enforcement strategy and it's very, very effective.
Because you see it and often it's born of impatience. There are times we all get caught in it, but I'm thinking there's a junction that's not a million miles away from here, close to St. Patrick's Cathedral, as you're kind of driving up towards the Liberties from there. There's a big yellow box in front of the new Hyatt Hotel and people go into it all the time because the reason they do is they fear if they stay back behind, it's cars coming in from the other side, they'll never get through. They think, if I don't go in and kind of stake my claim to that bit of territory, I'll be stuck here all day long.
Absolutely. And listeners will have their own examples of this. There are loads of them all over the city. And the other thing is, of course, is even people that know the rules and feel like they should be keeping to them are feel like they're under pressure from those behind. And there are people beeping at people for not going forward, even when there's a space. So that's one little thing. So on from that is use of bus lanes by regular drivers outside the times when you can. And this, I think, is one thing that massively cascades because other people see the behaviour. And they think, you know, every day you're sucking traffic queue, commuting time. I see it on the N4 coming out of Dublin, for instance, going up towards Palmerston Town there. It's a really bad area.
Yeah.
And there's a bus lane all the way down the left. And it used to be that it'd be the rare car that would take the chance and do that. Mm. And I've noticed recently it happens all the time now. It's now lots of cars do it. And you can understand. You can see one person do it. If you're stuck in that traffic jam every day and you see one person doing that, you go, oh, they're probably going to get caught or they're going to go up to a petrol station or something. But then you see somebody else doing it. And
they
the
put
next
on
day,
the indicator about half a mile yes. before they have to actually turn left. You know, no, Gar, I was actually turning left, you know, halfway to Galway.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing is, other people that would never have thought of doing that are yeah. seeing other people getting away with it and no enforcement, and then they're doing it all the time. And before you know it, they're not only just using the bus lane when they shouldn't be, they're doing it quickly. So they're speeding in the bus lane to get out of it quickly. So they're a very, very tangible cascade of infringements.
Yeah, and it's the not getting caught. It's the no enforcement thing, isn't it? Because again, I used to live in Dublin and I used to live on the Finglas Road in Glasnevin across from the cemetery. And often in the mornings, if you happen to be taking a car into town, it would be backed up all the way down to kind of Hart's Corner, Cross Guns Quay, all around there, very, very busy. And there would be a bus lane. And the odd time people would try it, but there were guards there. This is maybe 10 years ago I'm talking about. There were often guards standing down near kind of the, as I used to describe it, the lane down to the gravediggers, and they would catch people out.
Yeah. Yeah,
and so you wouldn't do it.
No, that's right. And even on that, in four probably similar timescale, there used to be a lot more enforcement. You'd see a lot more Gardaí around the corner catching people doing it. And you just don't anymore. And unfortunately, I think that's across the whole spectrum of driving infringements, that there just aren't enough Gardaí on the streets, in my opinion.
Red light jumping is a massive issue. Mm. I live close to Clare Hall shopping centre in Dublin. It is a constant problem and it has become the done thing for so many people. It's so dangerous. Is that another one?
Absolutely. That was next on my list.
All right, okay.
But that's not just an inconvenience. That's very dangerous, of course. I was looking out for infringements today, particularly because I knew I was coming in to talk to you, and I was on the bus and I noticed earlier somebody not only went through a red light, a pedestrian light, and caused schoolgoers to stop walking, they then stopped in the yellow box just afterwards. So, you know, there's two there right away. But yeah, I shouldn't even laugh. The red light thing has become an epidemic in this country.
And this is the kind of, it's gone orange, it's gone red, and then 2 or 3 seconds later someone whips through.
Much later than that. And now, I've instances myself, and I've spoke to other people about this and they've said they've experienced the same thing, where they've come to a stop at a red light, person behind not only has beeped but has gone around you, gone to the trouble of going around you at the red light to get through, and themselves obviously breaking a red light. Whatever about it being amber, you know, that is just a whole different level. And again, it boils down to they're not getting caught, nobody's stopping them.
What else? What else is on the list? I like this list of things that we all do. I'm trying to think back. How many of these have I done in the last week? Go on.
But those are perhaps some of the little ones. Well, red light jumping isn't perhaps so little for everybody. Yeah. But it depends on the situation. But again, it's just cascades. And it means that people will be less likely to keep the speed limits in urban areas. You know, another thing actually very relevant to today, and you will not be seeing any solar eclipse, by the way, if you look out get to go outside, it's been raining all day, was people not taking care of pedestrians in that situation. So splashing pedestrians. Mm. And this is actually, you could get done for undue care and attention for the.
Really?
Doing that. Absolutely. Especially if the guard sees you doing it and thinks you did it on purpose. You know, you might get a warning if not. But it boils down to watching out for other road users. Mm. And that is a big one. Every time I talk to somebody about that, they say, oh yeah, I saw a guy in a van do that the other day on purpose and drove away laughing. And again, nobody's stopping it. It can't be stopped.
Yeah, and listen, and that's maybe a difficult one for the guards to enforce, that one. You know what I mean? You kind of a guard at every puddle in the country, particularly not with the weather we've had for the last 9 months. It hasn't stopped raining. But some of these are enforceable. Like you talked about the yellow junction boxes. It's not just the cameras. I guess it's upkeep as well. Somebody points out here that sometimes the yellow junction boxes are so worn that they're hardly visible. You might not even realise you're on it until you're on it. And that's from Bill. But, I mean, if cameras work in other jurisdictions, we're not having to kind of invent the wheel ourselves, just borrow it from somebody else.
That's right. And it's the same with the red lights, actually. There are red light cameras in other jurisdictions. And that's something we really need to look into.
Is there a marked reluctance here to rely on technology? Not only for the smaller things, but even the bigger things, the phones and cars and everything else. I mean, if we can, it's over 50 years since somebody landed on the moon, and yet kind of people are given these vehicles with which they can kind of do whatever they want, and we expect them, we ask them on trust not to do it.
Yeah, that's the issue. You can't trust the mass population to adhere to all of the rules, I don't think. Unfortunately, we've proven that time and again. And I'm not sure. I don't think technology alone is the issue or a reluctance to use technology. I think it's more a case of go after the easy targets, like just, you know, forever. If we've unfortunately seen a massive increase in crashes. And so the focus is on speeding. And that seems to be the sole focus. And campaigning about speeding, and I don't believe that's the right thing to do. I don't think it's not just about speeding. Every accident, and you're very brave, Megan, who was speaking to you before, pointed out it was human error caused that crash, and that is the case with every crash. In fact, sure, speeding makes a crash worse, absolutely.
Yeah.
But there is human error behind every crash, and we just need to reduce the effects of that.
And the argument being, when it comes to all these little things, that if you're doing these things, or if a driver is doing them, they're much more likely then to be the driver further up the journey who is speeding or who is looking at their phone.
Yeah, that's my whole angle on this, really. That, as you said, the broken window syndrome, and it does make sense. If you're getting away with breaking one little rule, it does cascade. The next day you might break a slightly different rule. And the bus lane is another one that I mentioned there. It's not just use of bus lanes when it shouldn't be. Even when you're allowed to use bus lanes, I've noticed that people use them to get past slower traffic. Traffic is probably already driving at the speed limit.
Yes.
And the issue there, of course, is that the person who's then using the bus lane at speed is very close to a footpath, very close to pedestrians, and it's just making people feel less safe. And again, that's not being enforced whatsoever.
Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Shane, thanks a million for joining us here on the show. My three rules on cars: 1, never trust anyone on a roundabout; 2, never trust a green light; and 3, never trust a car door from opening. I've been overtaken while stopped at a stop sign and at a pedestrian crossing. So similar experience to your own. Why in God's name can nobody in this country indicate at a roundabout? I wonder, is that from my wife? 087 1400. Well, I always indicate at roundabouts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.